Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Today, I've got bad news. Look at, you know, we now have 36 prophecies. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. When you have 36 different prophecies, all kinds of people don't know each other, don't know, and all of a sudden they're saying the same thing. That's telling you that this is true. Matter of fact, this is the most confirmed thing that Prophecy Club has, and I think it's probably the most confirmed thing out there in the world of Bible prophecy. In other words, I've got new information that there are now 4 additional suitcase nukes inside America. So here we go. Now remember, I've told you, I don't necessarily endorse everything from everything that a person, that a part of the program puts out. In other words, I'm not endorsing everything they put out. I'm just saying I believe this is of God, and I believe this is of God, and I think you will too. It began with me looking at 8 black suitcases, all identical, all lying flat on a long white top table. There's nothing else. Everything is very bright white. There are these same 8 suitcases as I've seen in other dreams and visions. Then there appeared another table, half the size of the first table. There are 4 suitcases on the table now. One is dark brown, the other 3 are solid black. No 2 are exactly alike. What does this mean? I ask out loud. I heard it means 8 black suitcases and 4 more. No, I replied in anguish. Now, let me just say, you want to stick with me, because at the end of this, I'm going to say some things I have not said in a long time. And you are going to really wish you heard them. You really want to stay with me, okay? I see my lovely Jesus. I'm filled with gladness, but also still grieved and almost in tears from seeing the 4 additional suitcases. Jesus Christ, my love, why? I've sent warnings to different ones of my children, he says. Even those claiming to be mine who have warned, but not through my word, but who warned from information gathered from Looking Glass, a device used by the fallen ones called Looking Glass Technology. I've been telling you, not everybody that says, thus saith the Lord, is hearing from God, okay? Looking Glass Technology no longer works for the enemy to see the future or the past and get a truthful picture. Your world has entered the time of the great delusion written of in my holy scriptures. Now, let me read those scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. In other words, they don't want to believe the truth. They want to believe what they want to believe. Sad to say, there's a lot of Christians. They don't want to read that. I mean, that's the reason there's 400 different versions of the Bible. There ought to be just one, okay? Either it's the truth or it's not the truth. Well, I think 399 are man's version. This is a picture of what we think. We do not know, but we think the Looking Glass looks like this or something like this. Here's the scuttlebutt, as they say, on the internet for it. When our military went searching for the enemy in the caves of Iraq, they found this device. No one knew exactly what it was. They started moving it to the U.S. to study it, and as they moved it over some locations, all of a sudden it turned on. Over the process of time, they discovered what it was and how to use it. Now, in my opinion, that's probably a cover story. It was probably given to the secret societies by the fallen ones. Back to what Vicki Goforth Parnell said. During the rise of the Antichrist, which is now, this delusion is sent so that no truth can be found or seen in these times, not even for the enemy, except for those who seek me. Those who will choose me as the Lord and not Antichrist or Lucifer with this time upon your world. The Looking Glass Technology once allowed the kingdom of darkness to see into the future. I've been saying that. They have a time machine. I've been saying that, okay? But have stopped it to fulfill this written word. My word will never fail because I am the word, the original word that all originates from through my Holy Spirit, when he moved on me to write my words and those of my Father. We are one, daughter, in more ways than you can currently understand. May I ask why there are now 4 more suitcases in addition to the original 8? Isn't 8 enough? Daughter, the sins of Babylon are grievous. What they have done to the people of the world is heinous. Now, I looked up those words. It means painful. It means filthy, dirty, evil. I created her, meaning America. My judgment is righteous and fair for all her actions and words. She has caused the whole world to be led astray from serving the living God, my Father, and rejecting me, Jesus Christ, as their only way to get to my Father in heaven in which we abide. Now, I can show you scriptures right out of the Bible that confirm that, but I decided not to because it gets off track. The 4 additional suitcases you see on the small table are an additional 4 that your enemies inside your walls have created. Okay, so this is not Russians, okay? These have been created and made without those in your nation's government and military that caused the creation and the hiding of the original 8 rogue suitcases. That's kind of technical. Let me read that again. The 4 additional suitcases you see on the small table are an additional 4 that your enemies inside your walls have created. These have been created and made without those in your nation's government and or military that caused the creation and the hiding of the original 8 rogue suitcases. Let me read it a third time because you probably heard that little beep. The 4 additional suitcases you see on the small table are an additional 4 that your enemies inside your walls have created. These have been created and made without those in your nation's government and military that caused the creation and the hiding of the original 8 rogue suitcases. With the suitcases already inside Babylon's wall, hidden for many of your years, now under the control of the secret hidden society, the 4 extras have been made as a preventative measure in case someone inside your nation's governments tries to alter the plans, in other words, they're found, or go soft, as your world calls it, in other words, and not set them off. In other words, they're saying we're absolutely determined to get 8 of them to actually go off. Maybe more, but a minimum of 8. That's what they're saying. The secret hidden elite society ordered these additional 4 to replace those that have warned you that I would allow to be found. They are to ensure Babylon is fully crippled from the inside by these rogue devices. I looked at my lovely Jesus Christ for a moment, then asked, will any of these 4 be found? No, daughter of mine, they will not. They were hidden here right after the warning dream I gave you in your month of July of this current year you are living in now. In other words, apparently they are listening, and they saw that locations had been given for 4, so they had 4 more made. So, devil's paying attention. And I've had people come up to me and say, look it, you would not believe who's listening to your program. He said, but there are some people in high places paying attention to what you're saying. Anyway, Jesus, will you tell me where they are hidden, daughter? You have warned of the first 8, of which at least 1 or more I shall allow to be found. But these 4 I shall not, because I do nothing without first warning my children. I shall allow you to see what has been written for each one. Your enemies have used the same picture technique to identify each location. As with the original 8, each of these assignments to hide the first black suitcases and the second all originate from the same source. The secret hidden society who took their orders from the Council of 13, who eventually take their orders from Fallen Ones and Lucifer, okay? Daughter of the original 8, where, as I have revealed to you in the past times, are directly connected to your government and military. This second group are some who make up the hidden moles and sleeper cells from other nations, in other words, illegal immigrants crossing our border. Thank you very much, Biden. And other nations who are working to take down your country from the inside out, then outside in. Let me read part of that again. It's really important. who make up the hidden moles and sleeper cells from other nations who are working to take down your country from the inside out, then outside in. Okay, so first, the suitcase nukes are what start all of the downfall of America. But then, that's not the end of it. We're also invaded from the outside in. Walk up to the table, daughter, and tell me what you see. I walked to the table. The room darkened, and a spotlight was shining down on the four different suitcases. By the way, this is edited just to make it flow better, okay? I don't change any of what she's saying. The only other light in the room came from my lover Jesus Christ, but he was still standing behind me. I see each case is different. The first one is dark brown with a paper below it reading California. This makes a second one in California, but there's not any pictures. This is because these four will go off without being found and stopped. The other three cases each are black, but with different names. The other three are Florida and two in Texas. Jesus Christ said softly behind me, "The sins of your nation are great, daughter. With only few who have repented and did not return to the world when the things didn't happen as they believed." Now, I think he's talking about past, present, but especially in the future. I think it's funny because, you know, Vicky believes in a pre-trib rapture. I don't believe in a pre-trib rapture or a mid-trib rapture. I don't think that a rapture of us going into the sky to save us at all is ever going to happen. I do think, and as I've said before and showed you, I do think that about 4 months before the end, before Armageddon, we're taken to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But that is not to avoid any kind of a testing. And I'm going to show you what is funny between her and also even Maurice Clark. Maurice Clark said to me one day, he said, you know, people have come to me and said, you know, you believe in pre-trib rapture, but a lot of your prophetic words from God are not confirming a pre-trib rapture. And he said, yeah, I know that, and it bothers me. But he still set on being pre-trib. In other words, let me just say this. If there's not a pre-trib, if you wind up in the middle of trouble and torture and pain, don't walk away from Jesus. Don't get mad at Jesus, okay? Start again. The sins of your nation are great, daughter. With only few have repented and not returned to the world when the things didn't happen as they believed. Instead, they squandered their time and turned deeper into their sinful ways. The wage of sin is death, physically and spiritually. These things must advance in the timeline of your world that Father created so time can end and sin can be eradicated forever, bound in the lake of fire. Your world is now at the point that they must continue forward. In other words, the suitcase nukes just part of it. Okay, it's the real thing that really starts America falling and the return of Jesus. Okay, when the devices detonate, it will be the momentum that pushes all things over the edge. Let me say it again. When the devices detonate, it will be the momentum, or I'll say it this way, it'll be the start. Okay, like when the bell rings, that's when all horses start running. Okay, when the suitcase nukes go off, that's when the end times really start, the miracles start, and everything else. Okay, when the devices detonate, it will be the momentum that pushes all things over the edge. You want to stay with me? I've got some things you want to hear at the end. There is no stopping its fall. It will continue speeding faster and faster. These things must be. Okay, faster and faster. Okay. That's straight out of, for when they shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction shall come upon them, which travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. In other words, the contractions get harder and faster and harder and faster until finally the baby's born, until finally Jesus returns. There is no stopping its fall. It will continue speeding faster and faster. These things must be. It is time for my bride to be with me. It is time for them to be removed before my wrath falls hard, heavy, and unwavering. The wrath is on the Feast of Trumpets. That's the day of the Lord. That is Armageddon. And I believe that we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb about 4 months before then. But at that time, most Christians are already dead. I long for my bride, my children to be with me. So does my Father. All is prepared. Never again will they have to endure the heartaches of this world and all cruelties. Why did he say that they would have to endure any heartaches? Because I thought if there's a pre-trib rapture, well, we don't have to go through any of those heartaches. Because they're not a pre-trib rapture. This is the time of judgment. America Babylon has already fallen. She is spiritually dead. All that's left is to knock her legs out from under her, and that begins with these suitcase nukes. Now is the time for my return. Now is the time for what is written to come to pass, and I woke up. If you don't want to lose your life's savings, if you have an IRA or a 401k, the thing to do is call 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. These folks are Christians, and they specialize in helping people not lose their life savings in the event of a stock market crash and things like that. Look, most of the 401ks, most of the IRAs are in paper, backed by paper. And as Lindsey Williams says, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You can lose it all. 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. Hey, give them a call. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost you anything. See if they can give you some good advice. Now, for something I've not shared in a long time. Probably most of you have not seen this. Let's talk about the second Exodus. And I came by the name of that in yesterday's program, again from Vicki Parnell. So, October the 12th of 2006. And I have talked about this. I haven't given the date. But this is actually my notes directly from 2006. So, I saw this vision, two people getting on a commercial jet. And I heard a voice say, this is going to make sense in just a second. I haven't shared this in a long time, maybe ever. I heard a voice say, two people would get on a jet with a virus. Before the plane can land, everyone on board would be dead. This would be the beginning of the end of public air transportation. And I said, what? The voice rebuked me. Said, I told you, you weren't listening. Two people get on a plane with a virus, and before the plane can land, everyone on board will be dead. This will be the beginning of the end of public air transportation. For a lot of years, I wondered why I was told that, until finally I got it. This is the time to purchase an airline. I didn't say an airplane, an airline. Now, hang on, that's going to make sense in a second. Then, June 27th, by the way, I looked up the date. That is the correct date. June 27th of 2008. What had happened is, let me just pause for a second and give you the background here. So, a long time here. 1987, I believe it was, Hayseed Stevens, a part-time pastor, full-time oil man out of Willow Park, Texas, was invited to go with a group of other oil men to Israel to meet Menachem Begin. He said while he was there, the Lord spoke to his heart and said the world's largest oil field is located at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. He came back and said, well, if that's true, it's got to be in the Bible. So he started studying. He found 17 verses that say in the last days, massive amounts of oil would be found in Israel. Now, since then, I have found 65. Anyway, so long story short, he set up a company in 1995 to begin gathering the funds to go drill the well in Israel. 1998, Prophecy Club put him on a 10-city speaking tour, which blew financial life into his vision to go drill the well. 2003, he fell dead of a heart attack. And in 2007, his former attorney called and asked me if I would be willing to start a new oil corporation to continue the vision to find oil in Israel. My exact response was, I mean, thanks, but no thanks. I mean, my plate's busy. I mean, I'll pray about it, but probably not. So my get me out of it prayer that night was, Lord, as you know, I don't have $5,000 laying around to give that attorney. Start some oil company. So if you want me to do it, send the money. Well, I thought that was a good prayer. Well, next day, office call. Lady wants to talk to you about oil in Israel. Why do people keep calling me? I don't have anything to do with oil in Israel. But I called her. Thank you for calling. The reason I asked you to call is two nights ago, the Lord woke me up, told me I would give you $30,000 to continue the vision to find oil in Israel. My exact response was, well, fine. She said, what? So I explained. She sent the check. It cleared. So January the 2nd of 2008, we started the Prophetic Oil Company. Now, we are not offering stock, and this is not an attempt to sell stock or any security. As a matter of fact, I probably won't need your help. And here's why. So I set up an 18-city tour from Beaumont, Texas, all the way up into Minneapolis. And I was going out casting the vision about oil in Israel, also Dmitry's, you know, Russian will attack America. And June 27th of 2008, I was, before I went to bed that night, I said, Lord, I hope you're pleased with what we're doing. Because we're spending $3,500 per city in advertising, not many people showing up, not many people getting saved, not many people interested in oil in Israel. I went to sleep. And that night, I heard words. I mean, I heard an audible voice. It woke me up, and it said, Stan, I will give you the money to drill the well in Israel. And I answered out loud. I said, the oil well in Israel? But there was no answer. He was like, son, that's all I'm going to say. If you didn't get it, you didn't get it. Well, up until that point, when these get-rich-quick schemes would come along, I just poo-pooed and wouldn't listen. Well, after that, I started listening. Well, sure enough, God has arranged me to get into something I can't talk about. But I will say that he called my white hat banker. I talk about him from time to time. And he has said he's going to give me the money to drill the well in Israel. Again, all in God's timing. Now think about that. That's a pretty big statement. Because you're talking about, you know, roughly $34 million for a drilling rig. It's about $60 million to drill the first well. Anyway, so enough of that. My point is, I think that the money to drill the well in Israel, someplace in there, the oil money, or somehow I'll get the money to buy an airline. Now, why? Because he's laid on my heart to start flying Christians and Jews from around the world, not just America, but probably mostly from America, to Israel. Now, hang on. November 8, 2004, I heard, I'm going to show you the end from the beginning so you can warn my people. I heard that audible voice in the night. Now, that's 2014. Notice the date. There's more. So then, October 3rd of 2015, Eddie Chumney called me. I need to see you. So he came. We spent 3 days from 8 in the morning to 11:30 at night. I mean, seriously, my brain was so overloaded. I got to where, look, about every 45 minutes to an hour, I'd have to lay down for 5 or 10 minutes, close my eyes, sometimes take a nap because I was having brain overload. And we went probably over 500 different verses all through the Bible, King James, of course. And he showed me one thing. He showed me that the whole Bible is a repeating prophecy, and that's the point. Now, so we're talking along one day, and he says this. He said, God sent me to show you the end from the beginning. He said, if you want to know Revelation, you have to know it begins in Genesis and continues throughout the Bible. He showed me the prophecies repeat. For example, Moses and Aaron standing before Pharaoh is a repeating prophecy of Moses and John the Revelator, or the two witnesses, standing before the Antichrist. Nebuchadnezzar requiring people to fall down and worship the golden statue is Nebuchadnezzar repeating as the Antichrist, make people fall down, worship the image of the beast, and take his mark. So all of this is preparation for what? Okay. So, and I looked it up. October of 2021 is when I started getting involved with this wheat thing. Story is, I saw a woman in a church talking about how she grows her own wheat. And she takes her wheat and she grinds it up and makes her own whole wheat bread. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I'll try it out. So I ordered some. I made a couple of loaves. We liked them. Leslie says, okay, well, if you start making bread, you're going to make it. And you're going to have to order a bread machine because I'm not kneading any dough. So I did. Started making wheat. And I didn't realize at the time, I believe that God was showing me the way he wants his people to be fed in the last days. What is it that fed the world for 7 years? Wasn't corn, wasn't rice, it wasn't pre-packed food, it was wheat. Wheat is God's famine food. So I ordered, I'll tell you the story. So I ordered 4,000 pounds of wheat. The place wouldn't sell anything less than 4,000. Okay, what's 4,000? It's a garage full. So I ordered 7-gallon pails and had all of the guys of the church come over, and we poured wheat from the paper bags it comes in, which doesn't last, of course, into plastic pails. We also put oxygen absorbers into it, and we sealed them up. But as we're doing this, the Lord speaks to my heart and says, you didn't get enough. Order 10,000 more. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. You know, what 4,000 pounds? What, it's garage full. What am I going to do with that? So I thought, I got to put this to the test. So I said, okay, Lord, if that's really you, didn't say out loud, only in my heart, then the next time I go to turn my computer on, I push that little button, turns it on, speak to my heart, and tell me I should order another 10,000 pounds. Sure enough, I came in as I was reaching for that button, he reminded me, order 10,000 more pounds. So, you know, I ordered another 10,000 pounds. So I got 14,000. What is that? I have like 2 10-by-20 storage areas filled with, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about Joseph Kitchen. This is my personal wheat stash in storage bins. Now, why? Because I'm not going to be eating 14,000 pounds of wheat in my lifetime. Probably couldn't have eaten it all in my lifetime. I'm buying it because I want to be a soul winner. I'm buying it because I want to feed a lot of people. And I think when these suitcase nukes hit, there's going to be miracles, but there's also going to be people that are needing food, and I'm going to feed them with wheat. I'm going to feed them with bread. So, which is another plug. We started Joseph Kitchen, but I thought, you know, I got Prophecy Club, I got Oil in Israel, I don't have time to run Joseph Kitchen. So I turned over my daughter. She's doing a great job. I suggest you go to Joseph Kitchen and get yourself a lot of wheat. Get yourself stacked up, paled up, so that you can win a lot of souls, feed a lot of people, wherever you are. You probably do not have enough. As a matter of fact, David Phillips was given a dream. You don't have enough. Tell the people, whatever you have, you don't have enough. Josephskitchen.com. Josephskitchen.com. When the suitcase nukes, I didn't say if, I said when the suitcase nukes go off, if you want your car to start, if you want your computers and your refrigerators and things like that, anything with a computer chip to work, you want to have one of these. From EMPShield.com, EMPShield.com, and they have videos up there. It takes about 10 minutes to put on. That's not complicated at all. And if you use the word prophecy, promo code prophecy, you get a $50 discount, and it helps Prophecy Club.